السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحق إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected and honorable ulama, brothers, kuffars, friends and elders, all praises belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who once again has given us this great opportunity of witnessing the month of Ramadan. If we look back from last year Ramadan until this year, there were many people who were our friends, relatives, close ones, that spent the last Ramadan with us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written for them to make it in this Ramadan. Allah has taken them away already. So it is Allah's kindness that once again we have got this great opportunity to witness this great month of Ramadan. This is the greatness and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's kindnesses and favors and bounties requires shukr and great and gratitude and thanks from our side. The ulama explained that how does a person express his gratitude to Allah? Because it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la in shakartum la azidannakum, that if you express gratitude to me, I will increase my favors and bounties upon you. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if a person will be show indifference to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deny the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah says that my punishment is also very severe. So the ulama have explained three types of shukr, and three ways of expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one form of gratitude is the verbal gratitude, verbal thanks, that we say Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah. When a person says Alhamdulillah, then he is praising and thanking Allah for his favors. And if we look at the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he emphasizes in various du'as of how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no time to go in those du'as. The second form of shukr is ash-shukrul i'tiqadi, that a person from the bottom of his heart and mind understands and knows and acknowledges the fact that all the favors that I am enjoying come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the morning we read a du'a, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. That, oh Allah, I'm making the morning or if it's the evening, any favor that I am enjoying or any of your creation is enjoying, this favor is only and solely come only from you. You alone are deserving of thanks and praises. And the third form of shukr is ash-shukrul amali, practically demonstrating our gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most effective and the most manifest way of showing and expressing our gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِينٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. That, O followers of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, practically demonstrate your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few of my servants are truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we show and express the gratitude for this favor in this Ramadan that Allah has given us? Ramadan in actual fact, what is it? Shahrun Mubarakun, it is a blessed month. Shahrun Azim, it is a great month. Shahrun Fihi Yuzadu Rizqul Mu'min, it is such a month that the sustenance of a believer is increased in this month. There is one night that is equivalent, Khairun Min Alfi Shahrin, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, which is more virtuous than 1,000 months. And a person that carries out a farad action in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it up to 70 fara'id. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha'. And Allah can multiply as He wishes. And a person that carries out an optional action, a nafal act, Allah gives him the reward of a farad act. This is a great month, my respected brothers. The thing is how much you and I can capitalize and draw from this month of Ramadan. On one occasion, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the pulpit, the minbar, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said Ameen 3 times. The companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Nabi of Allah, what are you saying Ameen about? What is this that you are saying? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the meaning of which, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the great angel, has come to me and has made 3 du'as, 3 prayers, upon which I have said Ameen. The one du'a was that accursed and wretched be that person who listens or hears the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and does not pass salawat and salutations upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a stingy person, he is a loser. Upon this I said Ameen. And who is saying Ameen to this dua? Rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy of mankind, of all the worlds, he is saying Ameen. This shows how important it is for you and I to recognize and identify the personality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. As a role model, as an ideal, how should our entire life pattern revolve around the beautiful and perfect example shown to us by Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second dua that was said was, accursed or wretched be that person who finds the month of Ramadan and is not able to secure his forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a great loser. Because this is the month when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensifies His rahmat and His mercy and His gifts and showers His mercy and forgiveness upon all and sundry. Each and every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes such a great environment. And if in this occasion still a person loses out from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there can be no one a greater loser than such a person. And the third person, wretched and a loser, is that person who finds one or both of his parents alive and is not able to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by serving his parents. So this is also a great emphasis on how it is important that we recognize the status of our parents and we serve them. If we spend our entire lives in trying to serve our parents, we can never be able to fulfill the haqq and the right of one night that our mothers stayed awake in restlessness before our condition. So my respected elders and beloved brothers and friends in Islam, this is a great opportunity. How we can make our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time for us to charge our spiritual batteries so that it can run us throughout the year. So that is a great, there is a great need for us. And this is the encouragement in deen. This is the temperament in deen. When it comes to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala wants us to hasten towards His mercy. In the Quran, several places Allah emphasizes this point. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Allah says, سابقوا. Race with one another. Hasten towards Allah's forgiveness in Allah's rahmat, in Allah's jannat. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Allah says, سارعوا. Rush towards Allah's mercy in Allah's rahmat. فاستبقوا الخيرات. Allah says, hasten and vie with one another in good actions. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. Allah says, in deen, in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should the believers race and compete with one another. In a narration by Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, just when Ramadan had come upon us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the beginning of Ramadan, began to conscientize us about the sacredness of this month. And he said that Atakum Ramadan Shahru Barakatin. This is a month of barakah. يغشاكم الله فيه وينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء. This is a special month. Allah engulfs you with His mercies. Allah showers you with His rahmat and His mercies. Allah's full attention is focused towards you. Allah wipes out the sins. Allah cleanses a person. And Allah answers the call and the prayers and the du'as. It comes in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the three people whose du'as never goes rejected, is readily accepted by Allah, is the du'a of a fasting person, hatta yuftir, until he breaks his fast. ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah is watching your competing with one another. Allah wants to see which of His servants are racing and competing with one another, vying with one another. In what? Not in amassing wealth. Not in gaining the material, temporary things which are perishable and we have to depart from one day. No. Allah is watching and looking at us, how much we are competing in trying to please our Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَتَهُ. And Allah is boasting about you to the angels. That, oh angels, you had these perceptions regarding insan, that they are going to cause bloodshed on the earth, they are going to cause havoc on the earth. Look at my servants. They have abandoned their food, they drink, they are sacrificing their passions and their desires. They are fasting the hot summer days, 18, 19 hours of fasting. In that situation of fast, they are going to work, they are doing so many things, and they are staying hungry in this condition. Don't you think Allah is proud of us? How happy Allah is with us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. So display the capacity of righteousness that Allah has kept within each and every one of you. Show it to Allah. Prove it to Allah. So my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a time that we have to capitalize. Life is very short. We don't know how many days of Ramadan we have left in our life. This is a time, let us not make this Ramadan just one of those passing Ramadans that come and go. And the day of Eid, or a few days after Ramadan, our lives are just the same. But let us make this Ramadan the turning point of our entire lives. Let us make this Ramadan the Ramadan of Tawbah. That Ramadan where we make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is waiting for each and every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy far supersedes my anger. Inna rahmatallahi wasi'ah. Allah's rahmat is very, very vast. So it is up to you and I how much we are prepared to take from Allah. Allah is ready to give and give and give and give. It is up to us how much we are prepared to take from Allah. So my respected brothers and sisters, let us make a peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says that, oh my servant, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If you make so much of sin continuously, so much that your sins fill the entire atmosphere right up to the skies. Imagine if 7 billion people come together and continuously sin. Do you think all of their sins will be enough to fill the entire atmosphere right up to the skies? Can you imagine what a vast atmosphere it is to reach the skies? How much of sins and vice they will have to take place? Allah says, if only one of you has to behave like that. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي. After all of that great distancing yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, then that pain hits you in the depths of your heart. That hits you in your heart. That agony, that regret, that sorrow, that feeling of being disloyal to Allah, that feeling of being a traitor to Allah, who is our benefactor and the one that has given me everything. Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي. With regret and remorse, you turn to Allah and you say, Allah, enough is enough. Enough is enough. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, hasn't the moment dawned upon this insan that he says enough is enough? That his heart drops in regret and remorse and humbles itself in front of Allah. And now once and for all makes peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي. When you turn to me in repentance and you feel sorry and regretful for your entire life of disobedience, and now you have determined to give up that life of sin, and you are determined to take the different road of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. That I will press that delete button and I will wipe out each and every sin of yours, and there will be no recycle box to trace even any of your sins. There will be absolutely no sign of those sins. And when a person makes tawbah, Allah even makes the land where the sin was taking place, Allah makes it forget. Allah wipes it from the memory of the angels as well. So this is an opportunity, my respected brothers. I will finish with talk with a small example. If a person wants to go for Umrah, for example, and he gives the alim of the locality, the sheikh, he says, oh sheikh, you are a very pious person. I am requesting you every day to make salatul tahajjud and dua for me to go for Umrah. And then he sends money to a person who is living in Makkah, or a person who is an alim in Makkah, and he tells him that, listen, you are making tawaf every day. I request you every single day make a tawaf specially for me to come for Umrah. He is so excited to go for Umrah. And then when he gets his boarding pass, when he comes to B2 and B3, there are two gates together. One plane and one flight is leaving for Jeddah. And he sees a big crowd there and he says, you know what, it's too crowded here. Let me go into this other queue. And somehow he manages to slip inside the other gate, and he goes and he gets an entire row of seats for himself, and he enjoys the flight. And just before it's touched down, the pilot announces, or the captain announces, that we are around, that we are arriving in Paris, and the weather is such and such. And then immediately presses the button. The attendant comes to see what is wrong. He says, listen here, I have made so much of effort to go to Jeddah. I've got an alim making dua for me in my town, and I've got someone making dua for me in Makkah, and I've made so much of prayer and preparation. to go to Jeddah. It's not possible for me to go to Paris. The attendant says, I'm sorry, sir. The seat and the flight, that the road that you have taken will only take you to Paris and nowhere else. So my respected brothers, this is an example. If we love and wish our entire lives to reach Jannah and Paradise, which is not a difficult road, it is an easy road to get. But we have to be on that road to get to Jannah. If we choose the road of nafs and shaitan, the ego, and the road of shaitan, which is away from the tariqah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has a complete opposite direction and destination, if we are sitting on that and we are crying and begging to reach Jannah, how is it possible? We would have to physically make an effort to leave that road and come onto the right road. Then there is hope for us to reach the destiny. So my respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and the ability to capitalize on this month of Ramadan. Every moment is valuable. Let us see that we are fasting in the correct manner, without violating our fast by abusing our tongue, our eyes, our ears, our minds, and our faculties in our time. And we try, inshallah, and increase our efforts in Ramadan as far as salat is concerned, the taraweeh salat at night, as well as tilawat of Quran. At least if we can, inshallah, at least if we can make one khatam of Quran, how nice would that be? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability to do so, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of all the officials of Islamic Society, I wish you Ramadan Mubarak. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He extended our life to include one more Ramadan. Give us the opportunity to ask for forgiveness. Give us the opportunity that we can increase our ibadat, increase our charity, increase our coming together as a Muslim Ummah, inshallah. Couple of announcements. Tomorrow we have community iftar. You are all invited. Bring your guests, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, and come early so you can sit with us, help the volunteers, and also at the same time, the time before the iftar is the best time to make dua. So when we make dua as a community, there's the chances of Allah's acceptance is much more. So please come, be patient, and help us make this an opportunity where we can share whatever food we have with all our guests and ourselves, including. One last announcement, and it's a reminder, since this is a month of Ramadan and the charity, the acceptance is much more, we are left with only 86,000 for our cemetery. The contractors have completed, all the completion of the cemetery is done, and we have till the end of the month to pay this. This is not a huge amount for the community our size. You know, even if 86 brothers and sisters decide to buy a plot each, and that is the price for $1,000, we should be able to do this very fast. And even if you are not interested in buying a plot, please donate. If not, at least one family can bring $100. Inshallah, next Friday, that we can successfully pay for this project, which happened very fast, and it is done. And I will invite you to, after the prayer, those who haven't seen the cemetery, to go and visit it just across the tracks. So please make that as a priority, inshallah. Jazakallah.